Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle market watcher Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
At this point a year ago, we were starting to get in some real trouble on the weights of our cattle that were finished heading for the processing plant. Those animals got bigger and bigger. We finally hit a tipping point where we just had too many pounds of beef going through the pipeline and prices crashed. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says it's a new day, a new year, and things are looking a lot better. And he believes it's all started with our feedlots being a lot more current here in 2016 than they were in 2015.
You know, we've seen an increase in box beef prices, fed cattle prices, and feeder cattle prices following a little bit earlier pressure on those prices. And it really all comes from the fact that the feedlot industry has sort of changed the timing of things a little bit this spring. The situation is quite different this year compared to what it was most of last year, in that feedlots have an incentive to pull cattle forward. They've done that. They've marketed cattle aggressively, which initially put additional supply on the market and weighed on prices in April. But then following that, we're very current right now. Carcass weights have come down, and so we've seen this little rally in the markets recently.
And Dr. Peel says that beef demand is really important in this equation.
Well, demand, is key to this thing because we did put more supply on the market early. It did weigh on prices, but the good news is that the quantity there came through and we moved that meat through the system. There is a good indication now that we probably have not only moved meat currently, but forward priced quite a bit of meat, taking advantage of those lower prices that existed, say, 2-3 weeks ago. And, you know, we'll probably see an opportunity here for some decent featuring of beef for the Memorial Day week. And on into June, even as we think about heading towards the Father's Day weekend.
Now, looking ahead to the second half of 2016, what's going to happen as far as these markets are concerned? Well, Dr. Peel believes that where we are right now puts us in a position to be in pretty good shape in the third and fourth quarters of this year.
What we're doing now really has the potential to set us up and stay in better shape as we go into the second half of the year. The key is the fact that we pulled these carcass weights down so dramatically from the record levels last fall. We've seen about a 62-pound drop in steer carcass weights, which is, 20 pounds more than we normally see. We're barely above year-ago levels, which is still pretty high, but we're continuing to drop. We may drop below year-earlier levels, and we could stay below last year's levels through much of the second half of the year. If that happens, then we will certainly temper increased slaughter with less carcass weight, and that'll moderate total beef production for the remainder of the year.
Extension livestock market economist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, May 21st at noon. The sale includes 120 Brangus bred heifers, 60 Super Baldy bred heifers, 25 Tiger Stripe bred heifers, 30 Brahma crossbred heifers, 20 Gray Brahma bred heifers, and many more. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day. Again, it's 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.